Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
Today we're going to talk about the power of God's Word and how to walk in divine health. We've come to the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship You and we praise You and thank You for these beautiful, beautiful things that You've given us in Your Word, for these promises that You've given us. We thank You that You came to this earth to destroy the works of the devil, and You did it. And we thank You that You gave us this book full of magnificent promises that if we can believe You, nothing shall be impossible with us in Your name. Lord, help us today to learn more about You and what You've done for us as our Savior, our Healer, our Deliverer. Help us to grab a hold of Your Word. Help us to stand on Your Word. Help us to believe it with no doubt in our heart. And then help us to confess it and help us to walk holy before You every day of our life, realizing that we can walk holy and we will walk holy. And when we do that, we will give no place to the devil. And Lord, we praise You and thank You for Your Word. And then Lord, we really praise You and thank You that all these promises to us, Your children, are yes and amen every time. So we don't have to beg and plead for You to do something. All we got to do is step into the world of faith and it's ours. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise You and thank You. Well, today we need to talk about why we are sick and what we have to do to get well. The very first thing I want you to realize is that the Word of God has given us all of the requirements of what we're supposed to do to be able to walk in divine health. That's where we as Christians are supposed to be walking. Unfortunately, I didn't know that most of my life. I was a traditional denominational Christian, and I had not taken enough time to read and study God's Word, so I didn't know the promises, so I didn't know what I could do. Anyway, yesterday, as I was getting ready to leave, I got up early and went down to the hotel lobby, and I was going to walk in there. They had a little continental breakfast. We'd never been up that time of morning, because usually it's 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning before Cheryl and I get in bed. We're always either praying, talking about the Lord or something, or up all night ministering to people. But that night, we got in bed about 2 or 3 because I knew I had to get up at 8:30, so I had to get out of there at 9:30, go catch an airplane to come home. So anyway, I walked down into the lobby, that little breakfast area there, and I walked in and I was standing there looking at the different kinds of juice, and a lady walked up and she said, "Haven't I seen you on television?" I said, "Well, ma'am, it's very possible." I said, "I'm a preacher and I'm on GLC 4 times a week. And she said, "I knew it. I knew you were the same guy." She said, "Your teaching has so blown me away." She said, "I love it." Said, "I try to watch you as many times a week as I can because I can't learn everything you say in one time." So she said, "I'm trying to listen to it." And she said, "I'm going to start recording all those shows so I can listen to them over and over." I said, "Good." And about that time, another little girl, much younger woman, this woman looked like she was probably 35 or 40, but probably a 20-year-old young lady walked in, and she said, "Hey, this is that preacher I've been telling you about on GLC. And so I looked at her, and I said, "Are you a Christian young lady?" And she said, "Well, yes, I am." I said, "Well, where do you go to church?" She said, "Well, I don't go very much." I said, "Oh, so you're one of them disobedient Christians." And she said, "Well, you know, after all, you know, we're just sinners saved by grace. We sin all day, every day, you know." I said, "Young lady, you speak for yourself." Yeah. I said, "Not me." She said, "You know you can't go through the day without sinning." I said, "Ma'am, you're calling God a liar. And the king don't like that." She said, "You mean you think you can go through the day without sinning?" I said, "Absolutely." I said, "I'm definitely not going to confess anything else after Jesus told me I am to die to sin and to live unto righteousness." And then he said, if I have the right to give my members or yield my members to whoever I want to, and if I yield them to Satan, which is sin, then it will bring forth death to my flesh. But if I yield my members to righteousness and holiness, than eternal life and no sickness and no disease. I said, so ma'am, no, I don't sin. I said, I strive every day of my life to walk holy and perfect before God. See? Now see, that's the way the church is supposed to be. Just like Paul. Paul looked every one of us right now and he said, we are dead to sin. And if we're dead to sin, how in therein can we live in sin any longer? Should we sin that grace should abound? He said, God forbid. We should never sin as Christians. Because see what he's trying to tell us. If we sin, that process that the devil knows so well, when Jesus clearly told us, he said, if you sin, your sin will bring forth death. So let's say you go out and commit a sin. Now what kind of a sin? Any kind of a sin. When you commit any kind of a sin, it opens the door to a demonic spirit to begin a death process in your flesh. Now then, it depends on what kind of sin it is as to how quick the death process will finish itself. Some sins will shorten your life far quicker than others. Let's take a sin of smoking cigarettes. One cigarette won't kill you, will it? 4 or 5 a day won't kill you. 20 or 30 a day will most definitely begin a death process in your flesh. And I think about the other day when I was listening to Focus on the Family, when Dr. James Dodson says, ladies, y'all have come a long way. He said, I saw a billboard the other day said, women, ladies have come a long way. He said, you have. He said, for the first time in history, the women 30 years old have exceeded men in lung cancer because of smoking. Now see, did Jesus tell us that sin would bring forth death? I mean, you don't think about that being sin. But when you read on the package of cigarettes, what does it say on there? It will cause cancer, lung cancer, right? I mean, they even put a warning on there. Are we dense? I mean, as Christians, now the world, I can understand the world, but as Christians, I think that's about as dense as we can get. And it's unfortunate. You know, I was praying for a man the other day. He was coughing and hacking, and he came up to be prayed for, and I looked over, he's got a pack of cigarettes in his pocket. I said, do you want to be delivered from those things? He said, yes or no? He said, I enjoy them. I said, okay, forget it. You don't need me to pray for you. Just go ahead and keep doing what you're doing. Die early. It's your choice. Don't come and ask me to pray for you. I mean, if you ain't ready and willing to get delivered from that nonsense, if you want to keep on smoking, keep on drinking, what's it going to do to you? You start the death process. Somebody says, well, just have one drink with me. You know, okay, one drink. Is that going to kill you? Probably not. But I have seen people take 2 or 3 drinks, and they've never drank. And that night before they got home, they get killed in a car wreck. It brought forth death, didn't it? See? And I've seen other people that never took a drink in their life, like my sister, 21 years old, and one of her best friends, 23 years old. As far as I know, neither one of those two girls had ever even smelled alcohol. But many years ago, my sister and her girlfriend had been out to a drive-in movie, and they were on the way home that night about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and a carload of drunks passed a truck coming up a hill, and when they topped the hill, there come my sister and the other girl. Well, they pulled off to the right into the bar ditch. Well, the drunks pulled off to the left into the bar ditch, and he had headlights to headlights at 50 miles an hour. The drunks, 5 drunk people in that car, one of them got a broke ankle. My sister went under the dash through the steering wheel and through the windshield and cut her all to pieces at 21, not quite 22, and killed her right there. And the other young woman, 23, drove the steering wheel right through her breast and killed her instantly. Both girls died that night. Neither one of them had ever had any alcohol. But the sin of that killed 2 precious young women. Isn't that amazing? Sin. That's the problem. Guess who's behind all that? The devil. Yeah, the devil. He's behind all that. He's doing a good job. So he's the problem. The devil is the problem. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now then, there's many types of sins that'll bring forth an instant death. And some of those are some of these psychedelic drugs and things today, you know, that the devil will tell you, you know, just have one, you know, and no big deal. And there is drugs out there today that people try it one time and they're hooked. And then you, without the help of God, you can't never get off of them. And those things bring forth an early death. And not only does it bring forth an early death, but with those kind of things running around in their body, then they go out and get promiscuous and live a perverse lifestyle and get into living some kind of a wild sex life with somebody or whatever. And then they get pregnant and then they bring a little child in the world totally deformed and crippled and handicapped and all kinds of wrong. What caused all that? Judgments upon this nation. First 50 years of the last century, two hurricanes. Two in 50 years. Wow. What have we had in the last 8 or 10 weeks? At least 4, 6. Elaine's husband is down there right now helping, doing work all down there where Florida is destroyed. I mean, it's a war zone down there. I mean, he's down there with who knows how many people are down there that are doing things. Just like, I don't even know who it was told me about this, but somebody, I guess, watching the news. No, I take that back. It was one of the men that went down there. That's who it was that was telling us about this. He said one of the big Walmart frozen food banks down there had a 300,000-foot warehouse. That's big. 300,000 square feet. Frozen food warehouse. And that one of those hurricanes blew down one wall in that thing. And although nothing in it thawed out, water blowed in and got on it. And because the water got on it, they couldn't sell it. So there was a man, I think he had 8 or 10 or 12 huge dump trucks, and they were hauling off all of that frozen food. You know how many $1 million that probably was? There is no telling. You think America is not under a judgment?
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off. For the continuation of this teaching, this is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.